Did you know that we will be raised from the dead just like Jesus? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I just want to say that right now I am joined in my home studio with my new 4 baby chicks, and they are chirping in the background. So if you hear them, just be aware that they're there, and that's what that noise is. But hopefully they'll keep it down for you. Anyway, there are a lot of verses in the Bible that are difficult to understand sometimes. And it's hard to know maybe what the author is describing, what it looks like, and what it means. And today we're exploring one of those ideas, the concept that we'll be raised from the dead just like Jesus. To learn more, stick with me for today's Devo. It's called Like a Marigold by A.W. Smith. Have you ever read verses in the Bible that talk about how we'll be raised from the dead like Jesus was? It's one thing to picture Jesus being raised from the dead after only 3 days, but it can be harder to imagine how bodies that have been dead a long time could ever be alive again. But maybe a metaphor for resurrection would help. Have you ever seen marigold seeds? They are thin, long, dry seeds that are white on one end and black on the other. They look nothing like a marigold flower. But when we bury the seeds in the ground, eventually these tiny, unremarkable seeds grow into vibrant flowers bursting with orange and yellow petals. God can take those shriveled seeds and bring life to them. And He promises to do the same for Christians. In fact, the Bible actually compares our coming resurrection to what happens when seeds grow into plants. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul writes, "It is the same way with the resurrection of the dead. Our earthly bodies are planted in the ground when we die, but they will be raised to live forever. Our bodies are buried in brokenness, but they will be raised in glory. They are buried in weakness, but they will be raised in strength." Even though our bodies die, death is no match for Jesus. He conquered sin and death by giving up His own life for us on the cross. He will resurrect our bodies one day, and when He does, our bodies will be even better than before. No matter what happens to us on earth, we have the hope of the resurrection. So next time you see a pot full of magnificent flowers, think of the dry, shriveled little seeds they came from. Our amazing God made these flowers grow, and He promises to do the same for us. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Raising dead bodies is no greater problem for God than turning seeds into plants. In other words, it's no problem for Him at all. Jesus rose from the dead, and He'll raise believers too. He'll give His children bodies that are even more wonderful than those we had before. It's amazing to think about. How could knowing that Jesus has power even over death affect the way we view death? To learn more, check out Romans 8:38-39. As you and I can read in 1 Corinthians 15:54, "Then, when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory." Now, I encourage you to read in your Bible, 1 Corinthians 15, 20, 35 through 38, 42 through 44, and 54 through 57 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you love how people can find stories of faith in everything? God has given us each unique perspectives, unique little glimpses into His world. Do you have something coming to your mind right now? Well, I want to read about it. So head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional, which is a poem with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.